The book of Isaiah has 66 chapters, and we are going to cover it in a survey in the same way that we cover the book of Psalms. This is one of the best poetical prophetic books that you could ever come across. In fact, Isaiah and Psalms are the two favorite quoted books in the New Testament. If you are thinking of studying the book of Isaiah, remember that the book of Isaiah itself is like a mini Bible. The Bible has 66 books, Isaiah has 66 chapters. The Bible is divided into two major portions, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books and the New Testament has 27 books. The book of Isaiah divides itself into two major sections, also like the Old and New Testament. The book of Isaiah divides itself in the first major section from chapter 1 to chapter 39. Same like the 39 books in the Old Testament. And then the last 27 chapters of Isaiah are a section by themselves. From chapter 40 right on to chapter 66, it covers another different area. In fact, what we have in the book of Isaiah is a mini Bible. And it flows in the same style as the Bible. The last 27 chapters from chapter 40 to chapter 66 are actually speaking about the new covenant, the new areas that God is doing. It is like the New Testament. And the first 39 chapters are like the Old Testament. And we have a mini Bible here. You could study this book topically. For example, this book has many scriptures that can be tied together in a big topical study even within this one book. If you were to study the word salvation, you will see wells of salvation, helmet of salvation, joy of salvation, and light of salvation, and all the different about 12 titles for 12 descriptions of salvation. Or you want to study about the life of Christ in the book of Isaiah, you will find the birth of Jesus Christ mentioned, you will find the life of Jesus Christ mentioned, you will find the crucifixion of Jesus Christ mentioned, you will find the resurrection of Jesus Christ mentioned, you will find the coming of Jesus Christ mentioned. In fact, this book could be studied topically. You want to study about the effects of sin, you could find that in this book it talks about the consequences of sin, and it talks about the pressure of sin and all the different areas in sin. This is one book that is rich in topical studies. But what we are doing tonight is a survey, and as we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 to chapter 39 is what we call the first major section. Now, the first major section consists of two divisions. That is from chapter 1 right up to the narrative section, which is chapter 35. And then suddenly from chapter 36 to chapter 39, right in the middle of the book, there's a little narrative about Isaiah and Hezekiah. Now that little narrative from 36 to 39 forms like a gap between the first section and the second section. From chapter 1 right up to chapter 35, it's all placed in a poetical form, except for a few places here and there. Few verses here and there. Otherwise, the major area are all poetry. Then chapter 36, 37, 38, and 39 are all narrative. It talks about the story of Isaiah and Hezekiah and all the things that happened in Hezekiah's life and how Isaiah was involved in Hezekiah's life. Suddenly, in chapter 40, it takes a different change. It goes back to poetry again. Which is why many scholars always, some modern liberal scholars think that the book of Isaiah is written by two or three different people. But we always accept the Bible at its face value. That is why in our series, we don't waste time trying to find out who is the author. If the Bible says Isaiah, we took it as Isaiah. I know what it's like in Bible school, in theological school. We spend about 3 or 4 hours trying to prove who is the author, even when they said Paul, an apostle of God. We spend 2 or 3 sessions trying to prove who is the author. And it's funny, in the end, we go in so much into the historical background of the book, and we don't even study the book much. And we miss the whole point. And sometimes people go so deep into that they couldn't believe that it's Paul who wrote it, even though he put his name there. So for that reason, in this series that we're going through, the Bible series within this year, and finishing the whole Bible series, and once that, we have completed our job here. And what we have focused on is the essence and the content of each book, which I believe is a prime area. Now, the book of Isaiah, we are not able, because of time, to go into details on several chapters that we would love to go into detail, like the suffering Messiah and the themes in the book of Isaiah, where the Isaiah's name means God is my salvation. That's what the word Isaiah means. God is my salvation, or Yahweh, or God is my salvation. And he uses a special theme in this book. He always referred to God, refers to Israel as the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. You find that phrase occurring many, many times. Very peculiar to Isaiah. It occurs, of course, a few times in Jeremiah, just a handful of times. But it occurs many, many times as the Holy One of Israel. But we don't have time to go into some of these things. Our approach will be, we will spend quite some time in the first 6 chapters to establish a foundation. And then we will spend a little bit of time in the middle section. And then the final part of our time in the last section as a grouping together. Right? So don't panic if after half an hour I'm still in chapter 6. Isaiah divides itself. In order to understand the book of Isaiah, we need to understand the essence of the whole Bible. See, the whole Bible consists, if you remember, we have gone through, last week we did a Song of Solomon, so we have gone through quite a lot of stuff. The first 5 books of the Bible are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, called by the funny word Pentateuch. And means the 5 books are all together. Then after that is the book of Joshua. And from the book of Joshua onwards is a transition to Judges and then Ruth and all the historical books right up to Esther. So at first they had the Pentateuch, then the historical books, and then the final, then there is a middle section that we call the poetical books. And then we have the poetical books, which the prophetic books that lasted under Malachi. So we must have a basic grasp of that as we look into Isaiah. That in the Old Testament, the 39 books have 4 major sections. The Pentateuch, historical books, poetical books, and prophetic books. 4 major sections. In the New Testament, 27 books, they have 3 major sections. Or actually, you could divide into subdivisions, but we just divide in 3 major sections. The first is the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then you have the book of Acts. And then you have the rest of the epistles and the book of Revelation. So you could divide it into 3 major sections. Jesus Christ, the bride of Jesus Christ, the church, and then the epistles. All the different epistles. Because some people divide into 4 sections, but we're going to divide into 3, because the last book, Revelation, is prophetic, is a prime prophetic book, which we consider to be an epistle in that sense. Although it has a prophetic content. So in the New Testament, our major outline, the Gospels, the church in the book of Acts, and the epistles. Three major sections. So having that general idea of the Bible, we are able to interpret the book of Isaiah. See, the book of Isaiah, the first five books, first five chapters, are exactly like Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We'll show it to you so that you have an idea as you approach this book. So we have to study some detail in the first five as a foundation, then you could go on with the others. In the book of Isaiah, you notice here in chapter 1, Isaiah in verse 1, it says, "The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the day of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah." So Isaiah lived quite long. He lived in the reign of four kings. Four southern kings, the kings of Judah. And he was one of the longest span prophets that existed. If you remember the first five books of the Bible, can you say after me, say Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Genesis speaks about creation. Exodus speaks about redemption. They came out from Egypt. Leviticus speaks about sanctification. Keyword holiness. Numbers speak about consecration, dedication, or you can call it consecration, separation, or dedication. All three means the same thing, which is God separating them unto Himself. Leviticus is God coming down upon them. Here is man coming towards God. And Numbers is full of rules, regulations, and where they fail, and God giving them all the rules on conduct and trying separating them out from the mixed multitude. That's the book of Numbers. So Numbers, we can call it consecration. Then in Deuteronomy, we will have that as a sermons of Moses delivered to the new generation, preparing them for the promised land. So we call that preparation. So the first five books, you have Genesis, you will have creation, Exodus, redemption, Leviticus, sanctification, Numbers, consecration, and Deuteronomy, preparation. Now, all these themes are in the first five chapters of Isaiah. Look at Isaiah chapter 1, and they follow along in each book. You find that there is a verse that fits into each book of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." Now in Genesis, the entire story of man in Genesis is how man has fallen and since the creation, and God has to do something. The Bible traces the works of God. In Isaiah, it doesn't give you a complete picture each chapter of the entire book of Genesis, but it gives you the picture from God's side. See, of the entire book of Genesis, what was the prime thing that from God's side, God's viewpoint? See, Isaiah is a book on holiness and is from God's perspective. If you and I read the book of Genesis, we will analyze it like we have done in our study of Genesis, that the first 11 chapters are four events, the second part of chapter 12 to chapter 50 of Genesis are about four great people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. That's from the human perspective. But if you look at it from God's perspective, what does God see? I want you to see, know that God only saw one thing. The blood. Everywhere in the book of Genesis, after man fell, the story begins in chapter 3. Look at verse 21. Genesis 3 verse 21. After that, the entire story of man revolves around whether there is a covering of blood.